Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Sabrina. May I please have your zip code?
33903.
First and last name?
I have a charge here. For
your
90-
first and last name?
Kangas, K-A-N-G-A-S.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
My address is 3426 Hancock Bridge Parkway, Unit 906, North Fort Myers, 33903.
Okay, so I do see you have the relief drops. This was ordered on the 9th of March. You checked the box online, stating you were 18 years or older for that product. Also, within that box online that you checked, we provide the terms and conditions. It does state that it's a 14-day free trial, and if we receive no cancellation within those 14 days, you'll charge the full 30-day subscription amount of the product. How may I help you today?
So I haven't received anything ever?
I'm showing that the trial bottles was delivered to you on the 16th of March.
And what are these that you think was delivered?
It's the trial bottles for the relief drops. You had the chill pills, but you kind of canceled out the chill pills on the knife when you placed the order. You kind of canceled the chill pills out. So it was just the relief drops that were sent out to you, and it was delivered to you on the 16th of March, but you didn't cancel the order within the 14 days of the free trial, so you was charged the full 30-day subscription amount on the 24th.
Well, that's good, because I didn't receive anything from you, ever.
Okay, so I'm showing that the relief drops were delivered to you on March the 26th. The U.S. Postal Service does provide us with that information, and it did state that they delivered the product. Now, since you're stating that you didn't receive it, we can offer to reship it to you.
Well, I don't care whether you reship it. Just cancel the $99 one, period, and I'll be very happy because I didn't receive...
Okay, so that charge is a valid charge. It was because you didn't cancel within the 14 days of the trial period for the product. It wasn't for a new shipment. That charge wasn't for a new shipment.
I didn't get it, so I can't have a trial period. Think about it.
Okay, sir, but you didn't call within the 14 days to let us know that you didn't receive the trial bottle, and it's showing delivered to you by the United Postal Service. Now, I did offer to reship it to you, and you declined that, but that charge wouldn't be able to be tampered with due to you not calling within those 14 days letting us know you didn't receive it. And it's also showing delivered on our side. Now, we can offer you a 35% discount on your future shipments of the product.
Wait a minute. I haven't received anything. I can't have a trial period without having received it.
Well, yes, sir, but it's showing deliver on our side, which is the United Postal Service provides us with that information. And if you would have called in within the 14 days of your trial period and let us know that you didn't receive it, we could have extended your trial out and reshipped it.
How would I know that I didn't receive it? Let's think about this for a minute.
Because we provide online the terms and conditions when you place the order, sir.
And it
lets you know that it's a 14-day trial period. So
I didn't receive it. I was in this is an apartment complex. God knows it may have been taken by somebody by mistake. Bottom line, I didn't get it. I don't want you to charge me the $99, period.
Okay, so that charge is a valid charge, sir, is what I'm explaining to you, because you didn't call in within the 14 days and let us know that you didn't receive it. Called within those 14 days, the charge wouldn't be valid.
How would I know that I didn't receive it? I mean,
because if you
think about it for a minute.
If you didn't get the product within those 14 days, sir, and you know that you order a product, you could have called in and let the company know that you didn't receive it. And then also the terms and conditions that were presented to you lets you know that you're going to be charged after those 14 days.
Well, let me tell you something. I hate to tell you to do this, but I'd like you to cancel it because it's going to be a pain for me to cancel my credit card and not pay it, which is what I would end up doing.
Okay,
now,
so I can cancel that account out for you?
Let's be reasonable about it. I'll let you charge me the shipping of the device, whatever, $4 and change, even though I didn't receive it. Just send the $99.94 back to the credit card, and
we can't tamper with that charge, sir, because it's valid. You didn't.
No,
as I just explained to you, you didn't call and tell us that you didn't receive it, and it's also shown to us by a federal shipping company that they delivered it to you, which is United Postal Service. So the only thing that we can do is offer to reship it to you, and you declined that.
You're going to reship it?
Yes, I offered to reship the product to you. You declined the reshipment.
I didn't recline any shipment.
No, I just offered to reship it to you. You stated that you didn't want it to be reshipped.
And what are you going to reship to me?
The product.
Which product?
The relief drops.
And then what?
The product will be yours to keep. It's the product that you're stating that you didn't receive. That's the only thing that we can do is offer to reship because the charge is still valid due to you not calling within those 14 days.
So you're going to ship me the product. And what is the $99 for?
It's because you didn't cancel within the 14 days of the free trial. So you was charged the full 30-day subscription amount of the trial bottles that we sent out to you.
I don't even remember doing any of that. So why don't we just cancel it? I will call the credit card company and cancel it and let them fight with you. And, you know damn well they're going to win the case because...
Well, no, sir. The credit card company is going to deny the dispute due to us providing the terms and conditions. 99% of all the credit card companies that does call in do end up denying the dispute because we provide the terms and conditions online for this order stating that it's a 14-day trial period. So the company always wins that dispute and it turns into chargeback charges on you.
Why don't you let me talk to your supervisor because this is going nowhere.
Okay, so I do want to inform you that a supervisor does comply by the same rules. Now, instead of you not getting anything back within the bank and get charged fees, I can offer 35% of your money back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Since I don't know what product we're talking about, let me talk to your supervisor because, this is not going anywhere, okay?
Well, sir, I just explained to you what product we was talking about, the relief drops. I just explained to you that. Now, as a customer courtesy, I can give you back 50% of your money. The company has a no-return policy, but I understand what you're saying. You might have missed it. You might have didn't read that it was a 14-day trial period. I can offer you back 50% of your money into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So you're telling me, realistically, for $99 that I've been charged, I don't get anything anyway, right?
No. Okay, so the $99 that you was charged was for the initial trial bottles that you ordered, but you're stating that you didn't receive it, but on our side, it's showing that it was delivered to you. So that's why...
If you want to start this again from ground zero, you can send me the trial... And then if I don't cancel, you can charge me the $99. But other than that, the answer is...
We can't start it over like that, sir.
Let me talk to your supervisor. It's simple.
Okay, so as I stated, the supervisor does go by the same protocol. But I did go ahead and cancel the account out for you, and I also offered you 50% of your money back. Would you like that 50% back?
I would like the $99 back, yes.
Okay, so let me speak with one of the suits and see what I'm able to offer back because they don't offer back a full refund due to that terms and conditions being placed online. So bear with me just a moment.
All right, look. Yeah.
Okay, so the supervisor did state that I can offer back 75% of your money into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And that would be 75% of that charge of $99.94.
They're going to give me the $99.94 back, correct?
75% of it.
I don't have a product, so how can you charge me anything for anything?
Well, sir, as a customer courtesy, I'll go ahead and refund it back in full. So bear me just a moment and allow me to refund that back to you.
All right, refund the whole thing back. Fine. I appreciate that.
Okay, so I was able to issue that full refund, and it will reflect it to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You have a nice day.
You too as well. Thank you for choosing customer support.
Bye-bye.